midnight black in a place called the Sahara. Ancient are the tales of jinns and those who wander the desert. There was a caliph, once a caliph who would hear the words of his vizier. Each morning the vizier would come and say, "Ah, the caliph, the people are happy, and the people are sad. The granaries are full, and the granaries are low." And the caliph would say, "Tomorrow, vizier, tomorrow," and he would look off into his favorite thing. He would look to a treasure. From the far east, an old man had come with a wrinkled face and strange eyes. He'd shown but one object to the caliph. It held a candle in the middle and panels that you could see through the slots. And if you turned it, you could see the little paintings change and turn from a man to a crane. And the caliph would say, "Ah, to be a crane. Ah, to be a crane and take of all the things that are caliph and leave it behind." So the vizier would come each morning and say, "Caliph, the people are happy. Caliph, the people are sad." And caliph would say, "Tomorrow, tomorrow." Well, he sat near his window, and he looked out, and there in his little oasis, he watched his crane. And on that day, he watched his crane, but he also saw a little man, hunchbacked, with a curious bird-like head, who came out in but a small shawl. This way and that he came, in a small rope he held, and he threw it out and grabbed the crane, and off he went. "Guards, guards, guards," called the caliph. And his guards came, two men identical, with heads down, shoulders wide, and arms that dragged on the ground. Off they ran, short stubby legs trailing two knuckles behind them as they waved in the breeze until they grabbed that little man, the head. And they brought him back to the caliph. And he grabbed him by the ankles and shook him. And out came traps and snares, ropes, poisons, and a box that spilled midnight sand. And a small letter. The caliph came over and picked up the letter and opened it up. And he could not read it. He called his viziers. He called his viziers of the market, who was pudgy with many rings. He called his viziers of the people, who was gaunt. But none could read it, as all sat staring at the litter, as all sat staring at the vizier. The little man snuck behind a column, and with one pinch of black sand above him, he whispered, "Mutibor." And he began to shimmer. And anyone who saw him saw the most famous vizier of all, though if they tried to recall his name, they couldn't quite. Out came the little man, and out came him to the caliph. And he said, "Caliph, 'tis Latin, and I can read it for you. Any who takes the dust, any who takes the midnight sand, and pours it on themselves and whispers the word mutabor, changes into any animal he wishes." The caliph almost missed the last words. "Caliph, warning. If you laugh while in the form of an animal, you shall forget the word, and you shall stay that form forever." "An animal? What should I be?" Caliph saw up there on the windowsill a spider. "Spider, spider, I shall be a spider," and lifted up that magic sand and put it on his head, and he whispered, "Mutabor, mutabor, mutabor." And his body shrunk, and he grew eight legs and hair where no hair had been before, and there he was, a little spider, with naught but a tiny turban on his head. And at first, he went to the wall, and he tried to climb up, but He didn't quite make it, and he fell back down, and all the spiders said, "What animal is this?" Well, the caliph had been the caliph for many years and never a spider. So he finally got the hang of it, and up he went, and webs did he go, and all around the palace, and he'd go to one point, and he'd say, "Vizier, Vizier," and the Vizier would come running and look for the caliph. He almost laughed. And he whispered, "Mutabor," and transformed in the caliph once again. "What joy is this? What should I?" A frog out on the lily pad, the joy of jumping and swimming. And so he ran to his windowsill, and he lifted up that dust and whispered, "Mutabor," once more. And he shrank down, and his belly grew larger, and he got some strange arms and legs, and he had green and not but his turban on his head, and he wiggled his butt, and he leapt, but he only leapt with his left foot, and so he plopped sideways into the water. Well, he'd been caliph for many years and never a frog, so not a surprise. And all the little frogs laughed, "What creature is this?" But soon he was swimming with the rest of them, and such joy was he. And he almost laughed. But he whispered, "Mutabor," once more, and whoosh! Out of the water, there he was in his robes, all wet and filled with joy. A crane. To fly. He picked up that sand. And he placed it on his head and he whispered, "Mutabor." And his legs grew skinny. And a beak grew sharp, and his arms grew white, and long feathers. And there he stood on one foot. And he jumped, and he fell down, because he only flapped one wing. And out from the sky came another crane, and she laughed. "What beautiful thing are you?" And she said, "What are you that cannot fly?" And she said, "Mukari, Mukari." She started to dance. And he followed her, "Mukari, Mukari, Mukari." And he began to fly. And then he laughed. And his mind went blank. And a great wind came and blew him off into the desert. To a small oasis. There he walked back and forth. Musa, Mukar, I can't remember the word. "They've got you too." And he looked down, and there was Salamandre, the salamander. She was stuck in the water, just like he. She spoke of the castle of the djinn who had captured him. Off and far away, and though she knew where it was, she could not leave her watery home. But there was a cup, a small thing of tin, and in his beak he lifted her up, and off they flew. Off they flew to the horizon where there was an old and ancient tree. Off they flew to the horizon where at the evening time it dropped one seed, and there the door to underground was found. Off to the horizon, where in the door they walked, and into the castle they crept, and around the corner they saw the djinn with three evil djinn friends, all throwing dust upon animals, whispering, "Mutabor," and such hideous creatures you have never seen. "Mutabor!" The caliph whispered the words, as if a sandstorm from a dream came, whipped up the wizards and djinn away, and there stood Caliph once more. And next to him, a beautiful woman. And his heart was captured and held, and he said, "Beautiful woman, will you not marry me?" And she laughed at him. "Look at my feet." And they were 3 inches above the ground. "I cannot marry you, Caliph, for I am the Fae." And off to the west she flew. The caliph made his way home. The caliph made his way home, and when Vizier came and said, "The people are happy," caliph said, "Yes." The people are sad. The caliph frowned. The people have grains. The caliph laughed. And he never said tomorrow again.